Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, and welcome back to the Cobra Kai podcast here on Post Show Recaps. I'm Marissa Garza, and today we're talking about Season 5, Episode 8, Takai. I am joined, as always, by our co-host with the mostest, Jason Reed. Hey, Jason, do you know what Takai means?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
do I do. Do they ever?
No, I looked it up. You want to know what it means?
Because until you said that, I was like, wait, they never said it.
You want to know what it means?
Yes,
are you ready? Are you ready for this?
I would love to know.
Takai in Japanese means tournament. You want to know what Sakai means?
Is it karate?
World. World tournament.
Oh, just world tournament? That's so vague.
Like, it just makes the whole, like, this is the plan thing so much better.
And it just speaks more to, like, they just, like, pulled this out of thin air. Like, a world tournament.
You know what we'll call it? World tournament.
Yeah. You know what sounds really cool? Sekai Tekai. Oh, that does sound great. What does that mean? Just world tournament. You know what? We'll make it work. It's that it just rolls off the tongue. That's what it'll be.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So in this episode, we do talk a little bit about the Sekai Tekai, as it is the starting of the Sekai Tekai-ness. But before we get in, I did want to share some feedback we received. We got some feedback, Jason. Isn't that exciting?
We just got a letter. We just got a letter.
Great song, great callback.
For all the blues fans out there, exactly.
Angelina wrote in and said, "Hey, love the podcast." Hey, thanks, Angelina. She said about the movie. I too was confused by the announcement of a new Karate Kid film in the works, but then I remembered there's a new Karate Kid musical headed to Broadway. The musical just finished out its town tryout in St. Louis this summer, and it was very fun. But they haven't announced it's heading to Broadway. I wouldn't be surprised if the movie and musical are working in coordination. Got to get those Broadway ticket sales. I mean, timing-wise, I agree with you, Angelina. I think, yes, they are probably cahoots. They're canoodling on that one. But can you imagine if this is a musical, Jason?
That would certainly be something. I think that, I don't know if I thought that would be an avenue for the movie. But just recast the whole, like, original Karate Kid and just make it all a musical.
Would be the best. I mean, out of the cast that we know, who would be the best musical? I think Sam is, like, the best musicaliness.
I guess. You know, Chosen. Have you ever heard Chosen, the actor that plays Chosen, speak in real life?
Yeah.
I heard the other day he speaks nothing like Chosen.
Agreed.
So he obviously has some type of, like, vocal range.
Yeah.
So maybe he would be good. I can just think of some really great, like, Chosen musical moments that they could do. But yeah, a musical movie, that would be something. I would for sure go see it.
Oh, in a heartbeat. Yes. In a heartbeat. Yeah, we'll have to see how that plays out. And I will probably, like, if it comes to Broadway in Chicago, I will probably go to the
I go get some tickets at my local, you know, auditorium or local, you know, theater. Oh my gosh.
Could you imagine, like, the high school, productions of the Karate Kid musical? Like, I could, oof. You're the best around.
That's the next High School Musical series, the series or whatever they call that, that show will be about.
Yes. We also caught a email from Candace who says, Cobra Hi. Cobra Hi, Candace. Thanks for writing in. She says, I just had a call out just in case no one else has yet. And this is very particular to this episode, which we are talking about right now, Candace. So good timing. Carson Norsgaard, who played Wolf Stanson, Iceland's coach in Mighty Ducks 2, was Gunther, the main Sekateka guy. I was so excited to see him as my husband, and I quote him all the time, as was my husband. I'm gonna guess that is what you were trying to say there, Ken.
I think probably that's a good bet. And I think she'd be surprised to find that Gunther was her
husband.
Wow,
Candace, that's so exciting.
When were you in a TV show? And she's like talking to her husband on the couch.
Oh, well, thanks. Yeah, Candace, that's a great call, because here in the Potion Recaps community, we are big fans of the Mighty Ducks and the Mighty Ducks 2. So this connection cannot make many of us more happy. So thanks for calling it out.
Listen, that guy was like a I know that guy from somewhere guy, and I was just too lazy to look it up. So Candace, thank you for saving me some Googling and letting us know where he's from.
Yes.
And as I saw that, like in the email, I was like, oh yeah, that is that guy.
Yes. Take a gi. Don't take a thermos. Take a gi. You're in the dojo now. Thanks for helping us out on that one. Any main thoughts on this episode, Jason, before we jump into it?
I mean, just from the bombshell of the revelation last episode about what Terry's evil plan was, you know, this episode, we got a lot of karate action and it was fun. I enjoy the karateness. I'll talk about it through the episode, but I'm just like, okay, the guy just wants to be in a karate tournament. Why can't you guys just leave him alone?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know though. I still, like, I can't trust Cherry Silver. Like, I hear what you're trying to say, but I don't trust the man. So I don't know if I want him to globally take over the world with karate. Like, I just don't know if that's a thing, but we'll find out. We'll find out maybe in the musical movie.
You know, I guess if Terry succeeds in his plan, there will be Cobra Kai flags, you know, strewn down the walls of the White House.
Oh my gosh.
And they will be
a map.
Yeah, there'll just be a global takeover. He will topple governments. He will install himself as the president of the world or something.
Economies, nationalized TV or something like that.
Yeah.
But we're getting ahead of ourselves. Before we jump into it, I do want to remind everyone, as always, of some housekeeping items. If you are just stumbling upon this episode of this podcast and are wondering where the others are, you can easily find them in our own Cobra Kai feed, which you can find easily by searching Cobra Kai Potion Recaps anywhere you listen to podcasts. We'd love it if you like and subscribe, review, let us know how we're doing. Speaking of that, you can also send feedback our way, as our good friends just did earlier, Candace and Angelina. You can join them by emailing CobraKai@PotionRecaps.com or reaching out to us in the Patreon Discord, which you can get access to by going to patreon.com/PotionRecaps. It is, I think, when this comes out, close to the start of a new month, which is always a great time to join a Patreon program because you get billed at the first of the month. So get your most of your month by joining us here at Potion Recaps. Again, that's patreon.com/PotionRecaps or PotionRecaps.com/Patreon. Finally, this podcast is spoiler filled. We have watched all of the things. We have thought about all of the things. So we will be talking about all of the things. If you are worried about spoilers, please do pause the podcast, get yourself up to a point where you feel okay with it, and then come on back and join us. All right. Shall we Sekai Tekai?
Sekai Tekai is bad boy.
So this episode begins where we have special guests arriving at the flagship Cobra Kai. I can't just say arriving at Cobra Kai because they're all over now, right? Like, it's just not over at Cobra Kai. It's at the flagship Cobra Kai dojo, which, again, I still have to say, not happy with the font. Still not happy with the font choices. They need a new branding expert over there, but whatever. They have some new guests coming over, arriving in style in a limo. And guess what? It's the members of
the delegation. Yeah. It's a Sekai Tekkai delegation.
Yeah. They brought like everybody. We've got Gunther. We've got a bunch of other people that we don't know their names of, but speak many different languages because
not
this
a one.
Is the world tournament.
We don't get introduced to not a other one of these people. Nope. Gunther is our main point person here.
He's our dude. He comes in and he's like, hey, we made this trip and everything, but we cannot guarantee you admission. Because Terry thinks he's just like set the stage, right? Like he's made this so easy. And I love how Gunther's like, yeah, even with all your overtures, we cannot guarantee admission here.
I like how Terry's like, look at all of our fantastic people. And he points to the guy and the guy does a flip. And he's like, see? A flip. Wasn't that impressive?
Like, that's karate, right? Flipping.
You're gonna let me in a tournament now? We got flippers.
Yeah, Terry's really selling it. He's like, hey, you're going to find we are worthy. We have a state of the art tournament or dojo. And not only that, but we can help each other out here. You know, I can offer corporate sponsorships and broadcast rights and make this the Super Bowl of karate. And Gunther's like, yeah. Okay. But today is about your students. Like, whatever. It's not about you.
Gunther's like, you're not interviewing me. I'm interviewing you, bro. Yeah. Like, and it's just, I don't know. Like, Sekai Tekkai is big everywhere else in the world but America.
Okay. That's what I was thinking about this whole thing, too. It's like, there's, like, no, what, NFL of karate? I get that. but
I mean, like, Sekai Tekkai isn't, like, broadcast on, like, ESPN Ocho or something. Like, gotta be somewhere, right?
Gotta be somewhere. Or at least, like, the Olympics. Do the Olympics not fill this for people? I don't understand. But it's a big deal. Terry's really selling it. He's saying karate gave my life structure, purpose, and I want to give that to every kid. Do you believe his motivations, Jason? Do you?
This right here is a sales pitch. Okay, that was a sales pitch. But I like I said last episode, I do think there's a part of Terry that believes what he's saying.
Okay. Do you think Terry needs to go to therapy and we'll find out and then maybe he will actually align with these things? Like, do you think he's like, this is what I should be saying? And there's like a 5% of Terry that believes in it. And then like, if he worked on himself, then he could be like, yes, I do.
Yeah, I think in his mind, he believes it. But he's like, also, this could get me a lot of money.
Also, capitalism.
Yeah.
Terry, of course, is going to say our dojo is the best in the valley, to which he is rudely interrupted. By one Daniel LaRusso with a no, it's not.
If you did not know if you just came in blind to Cobra Kai, you would think that Daniel was the villain here, like, and his gang of associates have just walked into this man's place of business and just really interrupted him. Like, you would think that if you didn't know what was going on.
Yeah. Because he like steps in and it's like him and Johnny and Chosen and Amanda, they all like form a line and they introduce themselves. And I just have to make fun of these introductions because it's like, I'm Sensei Daniel LaRusso, 2-time All Valley champion. I'm like, again with this using the All Valley champion in your introduction of who you are as a person. And it's like widely understood by everyone in the room that that's a big deal. Like, it's so weird to me.
I am 2-time All Valley champion 30 years ago.
Yeah.
But Johnny, I say that part quietly.
Johnny's right behind him. Johnny, Sensei Johnny Lawrence, also 2-time champ.
Cool, bro. Cool story, bro.
Chosen, on the other hand, he's like, I'm Chosen Taguchi, Master Sensei.
I don't need no dumb I don't need no dumb competitions. I'm a master sensei. I don't know what these two fools are talking about. I'm a master sensei. Okay. I don't need you little tournaments. I'm a master sensei.
Right? And I love that he's like, he introduces himself with his name and then his title, because it's like Chosen Taguchi, PhD or MD. Like, it's like the letters after his name. He's like, master sensei.
Chosen Taguchi, DDS.
She imagine Chosen as a dentist. Anyway, and then Amanda also introduced herself with, I think, the best of them all, Amanda LaRusso, karate adjacent.
And then, like, Amanda was the funnest part here, because when they get ready to leave and they all bow, Amanda just, like, curtsies.
Yeah. Out of her element, but very supportive.
And it's like, I'm not sure what I'm doing here. I was dragged here by Daniel.
Well, I mean, she said she was with him, and man, she is with him every single step of the way here, even in this interesting altercation. It's not really that, confrontation.
This is what we call a ride or die.
Yeah, yeah. And Daniel goes on to say, Miyagi-Do has champions from past all valleys, and we combine styles, kind of like a big deal. And this, like, gets Gunther specifically. He, like, he converses with his teammates, and Sekai Tekai as a committee decides, we will evaluate both. No, really? Like, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. I do like how, like, when they say, like, we have the champions of the past, two All Valleys, Gunther's like, oh, Terry, you told me that you had all the champions. What's up with that, bro?
Yeah, and Danny's like, honesty really isn't Cobra Kai's strong suit.
And like, Silver is dumbfounded. He's like, Silver is really cut off guard. He thought that beatdown that he gave Danny,
yeah, was
the
it.
End, apparently.
That, like, was it.
I showed you. Now you're just going to, slide into your cave. He stopped tracking Daniel on whatever, like, chip he had in Daniel. He didn't know Daniel was coming. He was really caught off guard here.
Yeah, I think, because this is the first time they're seeing each other since the Stingray showdown. So,
yep.
Yeah, he's a little off balance. Terry's like, may the best dojo win. Johnny, man, with the best Johnny answer. He's like, we will. And when we win, I'll shove that ponytail right up your ass. You can translate that.
I like how Daniel's like, okay, time to go.
Yeah, he's like, okay.
And with that, we'll leave.
It's like he's the kid at the party, and you just got to be like, okay, we're going. This did not sit well with Sensei Kim, who is just like, hey, listen, I came here. Again, I don't understand why everybody has to know the same style of karate or a superior style of karate. I don't live in the karate world. So again, if you're listening, Cobra Kai at PosherRecaps.com, please explain karate world to me, because
I get it. If your family has like a style, you want your style to be the best style.
Why? What? Why? What do you get? Like,
so
why?
You can be famous, so people will be like, hey, that's the lady that has, like, the grandfather that did the thing.
This is like saying my grandma makes the best tamales. My grandma does make the best tamales. I don't think everybody needs to make tamales the same way my grandma makes tamales.
Don't you want everybody to be like, yo, my grandma will eat tamales. Are the best tamales. Don't you want that? Don't you want people on Twitter to be like, yo, Mars bars, I just had your grandma's tamales. They're banging. Like, isn't that what you want?
Okay, sure. Yeah, that's true. But yes, she's very focused on this. And she's like, I can't.
Karate is her life. Yes, Marissa. She's been observing karate since she was a little child, as we found out in a flashback last episode.
This is her time. It's just like, your petty rivalry is in the way. I was like, call it out. Since, like, yes, I am with you. This rivalry will never die.
You middle-aged men and your rivalries.
Yes, exactly. Terry's like, it's nothing. This is just like a desperate grasp for power, like, at the end, like, they're dying, like, don't worry about it. And she's like, well, I'm gonna go prepare your students, and I suggest next time you be prepared. Bye. Like, she's like, mic drop, see ya. This is what Devin and Tori, who were last episode questioning themselves, what are we preparing for, now have the answer to this question. And Devin's like super excited because she's like, there's commercials for this, we can get money. Devin like wants to be insta famous so that she can get a brand deal and go to college. And Tori's like, college, I never thought of that, that's interesting.
Hey, listen, at least Devin wants to go to college. Agreed. There's some kids out there that'll be like, I'll be insta famous and they'll take me through the rest of my life. No, it won't. But you know, at least Devin has her head on the right shoulders, and this seems to be inspiring Tori to at least think about her future.
Yes, agreed. And she flashes back to Kreese when they were talking about like how long does she need to be behind enemy lines. So I think this is again just planting the seed that I read this article that I just keep thinking about, that Tori has aged out of the role. And so this whole like college, how long do I have to be here thing is just preparing us for a Tori exit, I think, at some point in the future.
Listen.
I'm listening.
The next season of the show got to be the last season. we've been saying that. Tori, Peyton List is actually his name. Just stick in there just for one more season and then you can go.
Yeah, I don't know. She's got big dreams, you know.
Well, I don't care about her dreams. We need her on a television show, okay? It's nice you got dreams, but I need you to entertain me.
Wow.
Just saying it like it is.
I get it. I appreciate it. I'm sure she, yeah, I get it. Over at Miyagi-Do, they are also like super pumped about the Sekai Tech guy. They're like, oh, did you see the video that I sent you of fighting? Like, oh wow, so impressive, all this stuff, you're gonna get commercial money. Like, okay, have you not found this before? Did you never Google karate before? Like, I don't understand where you're not.
I do want to take a moment to just like recognize that Robbie is like officially one of the boys now. Like, he's agreed. Like, he and Hawk are chopping it up. Yeah, he's like, yeah, they hit so hard. They're like, yeah, dude, that's so cool. Like, wow, this is really like, we talked a little bit about last episode, like how the friendships and relationships have gone from like 0 to 60 in no time. Like, Robbie's just one of the dudes now.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, I mean, all they had to do was like have a few words on a platform and fight together.
Yeah.
And they're bros.
That's bonding.
Yeah, Charlie really wants some commercial money. He wants to buy himself a yacht and put Skittles and Honeys in a hot tub. He's already living his life.
Again. Smarties and Hotties. Oh. What'd you say? Skittles and what else?
This is what happens when it's a long day of and podcasting. You know what I meant. Smarties and Hotties.
I couldn't figure out, though. Did he mean the candy?
Yes, exactly.
Or did he just mean some smart ladies? I want some smarties and some hotties. But I can't. The picture in my mind is he's just unwrapping all these smarties and just throwing them in the hot tub and telling the hot ladies to get in the smarties filled hot tub.
I will say smarties are superior to Skittles in my mind.
Oh, yeah. I hate Skittles.
Yeah. No, smarties all the way.
Give me smarties any day.
Yes. So they're already like Jamie. Again, I don't know how, like, really, they're going to either have a rude awakening or be very welcomed by the amount of money that they're getting, because it's either going to be like not as much or it's going to be a lot and solve all their problems.
Listen, I mean, unless you all go with Silver's plan, no one in America is going to know who you are, because Sekai Tekkai is not a thing here in America.
We don't know it.
Silver is trying to get Sekai Tekkai known in America, but y'all are trying to stop him. So which one do you want?
This is when the three senseis from the combined dojo without a name come over and say, we're going to prepare you for the presentation, because if Cobra Kai wins, everyone in the world will have to deal with what you have had to deal with.
Oh, Marissa. When they said
that's why, Jason, that's why it has to stop,
because this will stop bullying altogether.
Altogether,
like, this will solve the whole problem.
Yeah,
I put my hand, I hit my head in my hands. I was like, this is too much. Like, this, Danny is on a mission to stop bullying in its tracks
globally,
and he thinks that foiling Terry will do it.
Yes. because they are the Terry's the only person that controls bullying in the world. Also, like that's
and
it.
And Terry never even told these kids to bully. These kids were bullied either way. Okay,
kids were bullying before Terry showed up.
Right.
Yeah.
Terry did not. Terry is not a. I mean, he's not a like a speaker out against bullying, but he's not necessarily telling these kids to bully.
Yeah,
he's telling these kids to stand up for themselves. Terry for president.
Oh.
2024.
Oh boy. Oh boy. That is a Jason comment, not a Merson comment.
That's too far. I'll acknowledge that. Even that's too far. No, Terry not for president. Terry's a bad guy. I acknowledge that Terry is mostly a bad guy.
For helicopter exit. I still want my Terry helicopter exit. Giving me that any day. And also, I would take Terry the reformed something.
No. Like, No reforming. No reforming.
Okay, fine.
Terry's bad guy. Keep him a bad guy. Okay. It's bad enough that he has these like nice pep talks to these kids. That's as far as I'll go. I do not want in 5 years to be in season 11 of Cobra Kai.
We cannot.
And Terry and Danny are best friends, and they are like, you know, building a new empire together. Let's not let that happen.
But like Terry reform taking over Sekai so he can like live his global karate dream.
No. I need a bad ending for Terry.
I think we got it.
That's all I will accept.
Johnny walks over to Miguel at this point and is like, hey, I'm not gonna force you to fight. Like I did that once. I've learned my lesson. And Miguel's like, okay, but I'm gonna do it. It's fine. Like he's just like, I appreciate it, but okay. And Johnny says, you know, I'm glad you and Robbie figured out your shit, because with Miguel and Robbie on the same team, they actually have a chance, which I thought was like a duh. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I love the little Robbie moment where he like comes over and pretends to be like, yeah, oh, this is what fatherly advice must look like. And Johnny's like, Robbie, you don't understand. I was just talking. He's like, I got you, Dad. I was just giving you crap. Sorry. And he like puts his arm around Miguel. Yeah. And it's like, we're best buds. Like, wow. Like, I'm going to comment on it a few more times. It happens a few more times in this episode. I'm just like, my mind's blown by this.
The growth, again, like the growth rate is like exponential, especially in the Johnny Lawrence household. Like, yeah. I don't know.
It's the regular Brady Bunch up in that household at this point. Like everyone's getting along. Everyone's having fun.
Cleans up the cockroaches and you look what happens.
Oh yeah.
So they have like one talk and boom, it's time for the presentation. Like that's it. It's time. So over at Cobra Kai, they of course show off the technology. They say, you know, we throw kids in from the beginning and show Kenny like breaking boards left and right. I have to say, at this point, like I think Kenny has grown like at least a foot and a half or something. Like I don't know what it is, but in this moment, I'm like, you are growing. Like you.
It's all steroids they're giving him. They're giving him something to make him that like rageful. Like, whoa.
But that was like basically it from the Cobra Kai side, right? Like it was just like, hey, here's some technology.
They show off Kyler.
In a suit.
Yeah, like a mocap suit. That was about it, I would say, for Cobra
Kai. Yeah. Over at Miyagi-Do, of course, we get like the whole story. It's like it's a progressive walk through the yard, starting with we teach chores for muscle memory, and then after that they can master their defense. Show me stand the floor. Okay.
And Dane's like, Dane must should have been like, and that's where I thought karate ended. But then I learned about a thing called offense from my friend Johnny.
But he makes a point to say like only after they master their defense do we teach them
offense. Yeah, my stuff's gotta come first.
Okay. And then Johnny's like, show me Screaming Eagle. Oh, okay, all right. And like Screaming Eagle was not like I was expecting like Tornado Kick here or something like that. It was just a lot of yelling.
Screaming Eagle was like a Dragon Ball like
yes.
move and then a kick up in the air.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. And it wasn't even like synchronized. It was just kind of sloppy. I was like, that could have been better.
Yeah. Then Danny takes them to the history wall and is talking about how their Okinawan style has been passed down from generation to generation. And I just love Johnny's answer here. He's like, yes, Shrimpo-sensei loved fishing, loved sake bombs, hot sun. And Danny's like, yeah, okay. What he's trying to say is our dojo is steeped in history. And Johnny's like, yeah, that's right. Yep. That's what it is.
That part.
He tried.
I feel like Johnny has heard the story from Daniel because that's the story.
Yeah.
So I was like, Daniel must have talked to ZRF at some point since they have mended fences, I guess.
Yeah. So it was kind of cool just to see like Johnny interact with that story and not just like roll his eyes and be like, oh, yeah. Daniel's like, ugh, this again. But he was kind of like participating in it. Speaking of participation, everyone heads over to the Eagle Fang gym. This was like quite the tour.
I was so happy to see the Eagle Fang dojo again. I was like, oh, they didn't forget that this is a thing.
Yeah.
And yeah. You know, it's a place that you may or may not need a techno shot once you leave it.
Yeah. I don't know. Make sure you have good insurance. They have hung watermelons on chains. So to foil to Kyler in his motion capture suit, we've got watermelons being kicked by Sam. And Johnny's like, no fancy stuff here. And Sam ends up doing, you know, a kick after Johnny's like, that's all you got. And she gets watermelon. She breaks the watermelon, hits watermelon on Gunther. And
it looked like she thought about it before she did it.
Yes.
Like, oh, this will be fun. Like, why would you do that? That's probably not a great idea.
Yeah. I was like, okay. So he's like covered in watermelon. Johnny's like, you know, some people need this type of thing, but some people just need to climb a snowy mountain and scream. And this, like, I forget what did Gunther scream. He screamed from Rocky. Gordo or something.
I forgot what exactly he screamed, but it was a Rocky reference.
Yeah.
And so Gunther and, you know, Johnny bonded over Rocky.
Yeah. It's like, this guy gets it. I do get it. And then there's like a montage, but I just had to laugh because the closed captioning just said grunting.
Yeah.
That's all it was. Lots of grunting. So the Sekai Tekkai, after touring both dojos, decide that the only way to really decide is to have a tournament of our own, a mini tournament.
Imagine that. Who could have seen that coming? A mini All Valley tournament.
Yeah.
Forget all the early rounds. We're just skip to the end.
No blue mats.
No blue mats. Black mats. Regulation.
No Carrie Underwood.
Apparently. Yeah. We'll have to solve a Kelly Pickler, maybe. but yeah, let's just skip to the end and get to our final fights.
No, there's so much more to do.
This is the All Valley tournament on fast forward. We'll just skip to right to the end.
Of course, they're going to have a one boy tournament and one girl tournament, and they're going to fight to 3 points.
Can't have boys fight girls.
It's pretty easily decided that Sam and Tori are going to be the girls, but they leave
Listen, it's mentioned in this episode. This is Sam has been and is still the only woman in Miyagi-Do.
Yeah. I know.
Like, geez, I wonder who our female fighter is going to be. Even if Sam sucked, she would have to be the representative.
There's a lot, as women enjoy the show about men, like this could have been, maybe that's what'll happen. Maybe that's what'll happen when the movie comes and your good friend, I'm totally blanking on names because it's been that long of a day.
Julie Pierce, yes. Marissa.
Yeah, Julie Pierce stops by.
Lovely Hillary Swank.
Yeah.
Comes back as the wonderful Julie Pierce.
Yes.
But you know, the Cobra Kai's like, we gave y'all Devin. Okay. That's more female representation. Y'all got Kim Dae-hoon this season. Stop complaining.
I will have to maybe pull up the Bechdel test and see if it passes any of the things, but outlook not so good.
You know, I feel like Sam and Tori have talked about just beating each other's asses.
Yeah. I think
involved there.
I think that's where it would gain some points for sure. because they're not, there's not a lot of boy talk necessarily this season, at least. Yeah. So after,
well, no, Tori and Devin talked about fighting last episode. It passes. It's fine.
Can we also, that's another podcast for another day. Like, yeah. This is a test that says one conversation between two women.
Let's not get into race on this TV show.
Yeah, that's also another. I almost brought that.
As I saw a bunch of white kids trying to fight in the last episode together, and the only other black kid on the show besides Kenny that I don't even know his name. I still don't know his name.
Well, and I was going to talk about how Kyler speaks. Too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
that's a problem.
Yeah,
that's a problem. I did. I literally took note of that when last episode he and Kenny were fighting the other guy.
Yes,
and I was like, wow, that's something else.
Yeah, because I think it's like is exaggerated in certain points, yep. And so it's not like his normal tone of speech. So yeah, maybe in the feedback and the wrap up, if you have thoughts on this, that's a place for us to talk about it. So
yeah, yeah. Back to the show.
Back to the show.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
Our time. Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Tori goes to visit Kreese and she's like, look, I gotta fight because, you know, of the Sekai Tekkai thing, but if I fight it will only help Cobra Kai. What do I do? And Kreese at this point is just like, do what's best for you. Like,
Kreese is still smarting over getting burned by Daniel,
like, feeling it. Yeah, he's just like,
he's bummed.
Okay, just do what's best for you. Nothing's gonna get me out of here. I don't care anymore. And Tori is like super mad. She's like, screw this. This is what I get for putting my trust in people. I'm always picking up the pieces. I was like, well, first of all, Tori, that went from 0 to 60 real quick. Yeah. But I feel you. I understand that is how you feel.
Well, I mean, especially this is just kind of out of left field from Kreese. Like, Kreese was, you know, set up this plan. He's like, F it, forget it.
Yeah,
like, just do whatever's good for you. That's all you can really do in life. You know, you get these people that come in here and slide a piece of paper over to you. Tori's like, what are you talking about? He's like, oh, nothing, just something that happened.
Yeah. Never trust pieces of paper.
Right. Especially when it's folded up. You ask to see what's in that folded piece of paper before you give up any information, Tori. I was like, okay, sure.
Over at the LaRusse's, they're throwing a pizza party. I don't really know why. Like, it's not like, I guess it's like we what had a good presentations. I know. I totally felt like this is like totally like a softball game event.
Y'all won the soccer tournament.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's take our trophy and go to the pizza place.
This is where we get another foreshadowing event into Penis Breath, because he says, there's more sausage on this pizza than there is in the dojo. I was like,
Penis Breath is tired. Penis Breath is tired of it. He's ready to go.
Yeah, and I think Brent is even just like, what, we're not good enough for you? And he's like, no.
Nah, bro. Like, okay. Nah. I got to karate for the chicks, and this is not working.
It's not it. Speaking of someone who got into karate for the chicks, Johnny's sitting down with Miguel and Hawk and Robbie, and he's like, listen, okay, the senseis and I were having a real hard time choosing who's gonna fight, and then he like recaps the entire series.
In
2 seconds. He's just like, well, you know, Robbie won, but then Miguel won, but then he was gonna win, but then he went to Mexico, and that's why Hawk won, so we can't decide. I was like, holy crap.
Yeah, I clocked that too. I was like, is this the abridged version for anyone that hasn't watched the past, like, I don't know, four seasons and a few episodes? Like, damn, like, you recapped every single thing that happened at the All Valley tournaments in this series.
That's it, except for the same stuff. But yes, between those characters, that was it.
Yeah, he's talking to the freaking three amigos here sitting on the couch.
And so he thinks, he's like, okay, like, let's have a conversation. And Miguel and Robbie are like, don't worry about it. We already figured it out. We already figured out it's got to be Hawk. And Hawk is like, this is an honor I don't take lightly. I will do it. And
were you surprised at the decision for it to be Hawk?
I was not surprised at the decision. I just, especially because Miguel and Robbie were so bro-y.
Yeah.
About it all. I was like, oh, okay. All right. But Hawk really didn't have much else this season. So yeah. I was like, oh, we get some Hawk time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But then Johnny's like, we train tonight, because this tournament is tomorrow. Like, it's like, we have no time. We train tonight. Short notice. Okay. All right. Speaking of training, Sam is over at Miyagi-Do training with Chosen and her dad, and she's like doing super awesome, and she's kind of worried about stuff. Danny's like, don't worry, like, the student is surpassing the teacher here, like, you're fine. Sam's like, it's not that, dad.
Like, gosh.
Seriously. She talks about how she like left karate and did all this stuff, and
I read a book, dad. I didn't even get to finish it before y'all called me back to karate.
I was in a self-actualization tank. Like, there was so much that happened in my life. And now I'm here fighting Tori, and it just feels like I'm right back where I started. And
that's how we all feel, Sam.
Yeah, talk about, especially on this series. Chosen comes in here, though, with some real clutch advice. Like, I really have to give it to him, because I think, you know, earlier in the series, Sam is always like trying to find her style, right? Like, she's like, I'm not just like you, dad. And so she goes and she trains with Eagle Fan and jumps off buildings and does all of that stuff and then comes back. But she's in Chosen can see someone very much like her. And so here, I think, shows that like there is room for her in Miyagi-Do, because of how Chosen also understands Sam in what he says to her. And like, the fight is not against the opponent. And, you know, your father and I had a big fight. You know the story. But I wanted to prove I was a better fighter, a better man. I was fighting against. Your father was fighting for friends, for village, for Miyagi, and for you.
I mean, Sam wasn't born yet, but
yeah,
we get
the yeah.
Definitely a clap, a golf clap, yes, for Chosen, yes, for this moment, for this like really nice like uncle moment.
Yeah.
For him and Sam to kind of bond over, as we haven't really gotten a lot of like Chosen and Sam material.
No, yeah, but I think that like between this and then like the fight later, they're showing like that there's a parallel or like between the, she is more like Chosen than she is like Danny, or she's more like Chosen than she, like, she's the assassin of the kids.
Yeah, I can see that.
And so they send Sienna home, and she leaves through the gate. And in the dark of night, she looks down and finds the octopus necklace that has been there for 3 or 4 episodes, like just hanging out in the dirt.
That'd be a couple of weeks now at this point. In Showtime. And she looks, she's looking at it like, oh my gosh, Miguel probably tried to give this to me at some point.
She picks it up, she takes it with her. She's like kind of happy about it.
It looks like she knows what it is. Like, you know what? I bet Miguel wanted to give this to me at some point. He just never got the chance.
Yes, and shout out to Todd the librarian who reminded us in the Discord that this is because it was an octopus, because the octopus was the stuffed animal that Sam had chosen when Miguel had won something at the carnival on their first date.
Again, this show typically loves flashbacks.
Couldn't get one there.
Could we have gotten a flashback to let us know that?
No.
Leave it to Todd, who, you know, is, you know, a resource.
Yes.
To let us know.
Thank you, Todd. So we've got Sam preparing. We've got Hawk preparing at some point, and Kenny is also preparing. He's got some big fight jitters. He doesn't think he's going to sleep, so he's training over at Cobra Kai by himself.
Kenny, no one is looking after you, sir. You just wandering around at all hours of the night, coming to the Cobra Kai dojo. You're no one at home worried about you.
I mean, there is really no one home.
Where's his mom? Who I thought was Julie Pierce at some point, which I have. I have accepted that his adopted mom is not Julie Pierce.
Are you okay? Do you need some?
I've been trying to deal with it. It's been a struggle. But where's your mom, Kitty? Why didn't she stop you from doing this?
Yeah, he's there. Terry, of course, I'm sure was watching him on his creepy cameras the whole time, and then walks down and, you know, gives him a little bit of a pep talk, and it's like, here, let me show you something. It's something I call the silver
bullet.
That's
when I would turn around and leave. Like, no, I'm good. Creepy old man. Have me alone here in the dojo. Yeah. I'm just going to leave before you, quote unquote, show me something.
That's a no. That's a no-go. He is showing a move called the silver bullet. Again, also probably, no, I should not be around for that. But it's kind of like, I'm going to punch you. It's reminded me of Kill Bill. It's a little like punch in the chest to knock the wind out of someone. And
I did like what he says. It's called the silver bullet. And Kenny was like, oh, I like that. He's like, oh, you like that, huh? I was like, what the?
It was creepy. Like, weird dialogue. Creepy. And so he shows it to him. And Kenny's like, well, why do you need to do that? You already get the point for hitting the chest. Like, why do we need to do this? And Terry says to him, the shortest distance between you and a win is to take out your opponent in one shot.
Listen, he's got a point.
Okay, but take out Jason,
not kill. You're not killing anyone. I mean, Kenny's humanity tried to scratch out you know, of the surface here. Yeah. And Terry's like, nope, pulled that back down.
Can't do it. No. Can't do it. How late do you think these kids stayed up? Like, I mean, I know I'm old, but like, I don't think I could do this.
Was this after midnight, you think? Or was this like 10 p.m. or something?
I don't know.
I mean, I know it's summertime in the show's timeline, but I mean, come on. You got to go to bed at some point.
Sleep, especially if you're going to have a tournament the next day.
Yeah.
Speaking of a tournament the next day, it's tournament day. And the kids, everyone's walking in. I just thought it was funny because they walked in with shoes on. Like, they have their geese, and then they have like white tennis shoes. It was very distracting. Anyway, the kids are Penis Breath, and I really hate that he doesn't have a name. Like, I really wish he had a name.
His name is Mitch.
Oh, thank you. Mitch. And
I shouldn't have told you. I should have just let you say Penis Breath for the rest of the episode.
Mitch and Brent are walking in, and they're saying, like, this is like Cobra Starship. there's so much here. They got a smoothie bar, got all this stuff, and Mitch is really impressed by it all. So again, with the foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing.
And Tori and Sam give each other a stare across the way. It's like,
stare down.
Oh, I see you. Sensei Kim tells Tori, you know, hey, you fought her before. You can make this fight quick. Okay, That's great. And Kenny sees Robbie mentoring Anthony. This does not sit well with him. He like rushes over. He's like, Keen, you mentoring my bully?
He yells across the dojo, Keen! Like, again, when you talk to the Kenny actor, tell him to dial down a smidge.
And like Robbie's like super calm, like the whole thing. You are bullying now. It's like, what do you mean? I'm helping Anthony because you're bullying him. I know how things start out as nothing and get bigger and bigger until all you feel is hate. I've been there. It's so much better to let that hate go. Like he's just like super zen the whole time. And Anthony is like yelling at him. I mean, Kenny is yelling at him. And Kenny's like, he's the reason I came to you in the first place. You're lucky you're not on the mat today. I was like, oh my gosh. And Hawk sees this and he comes over to tell Robbie. He's like, don't worry, I'll shut him up.
Right. Again, Hawk, like, no one is asking you to do that. Like, last episode, Hawk was telling Miguel he beat up Robbie. Now, this episode, he's telling Robbie he'll beat up Kenny for him. Like, oh, calm down, bro. He just wants to fight.
And Robbie brings Hawk down to earth a little bit, saying, like, hey, remember what it's like to be in Cobra Kai? That's not Kenny talking, it's Silver. And Hawk's like, yeah, that's right. Okay, I got it. Meanwhile, the Sekai Tech guy thanked Cobra Kai for holding the tournaments, and Danny's like, more like forced to have the tournament. And Terry's like, well, we have mats, okay? Like, you don't even have mats.
Yeah, you're welcome. We are the only place this could have happened. The Miyagi Cave does not have regulation mats, apparently.
And we also learn that the Sekai Tekkai have hired a local referee. Yeah, okay.
I said, now wouldn't that be like, if you hired a local ref, wouldn't that be more like chance for him to be like poisoned right? by Terry?
Because they said one that. Of you do it?
Yeah, they said that as if, like, you know, if we did this for impartiality.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you wanted someone impartial, you would have, like, gone somewhere else. It's not in the valley where Terry couldn't have access to this person and know who this person is. Yeah, but like you said, also, someone else, like, in their delegation, I'm sure, has some experience of refereeing these things.
Yeah, I mean, they're the Sekai Tekkai. I mean, come on.
Like, I mean, listen, I could probably referee one of these fights. Like, someone hits them, they got a point. What else do I need to know?
Well, apparently not above apparently, the shoulder.
Yeah, you can't hit the shoulder. Apparently, that's a no-no. Weird, no. But okay.
Yeah, so the words local ref and impartiality let us know that this is not an impartial ref right. in any exactly. way, shape, or form. So we've got Kenny versus Hawk. At the beginning, Kenny gets a point, and then Hawk gets a point, but the ref calls the point out of bounds. So, of course, he does. Tori's picking up on this, and she, like, sees the nods between the ref and Terry. So she's like, oh, boy.
Now, I know, like, Tori would sound crazy if she stopped everything. Like, hey, look, did y'all see that?
Right?
They exchange glances. You know what that means, right?
Yeah,
I'm sure she would come off as crazy, but you know, I think you probably could have found something better to do than just like dip out. But like,
she doesn't know what to do.
I just love the looks. Like the ref looks to Silver, Tori looks to the ref, then looks to Silver. Like, oh my gosh, is what's happening?
What?
What is what I think happening?
What? Kenny continues.
But no one else saw all these looks. Like Danny's not like. Why are you looking at him all the time? Why are you looking at him all the time? Did you give a point to the other team?
Fight happening, Jason.
I guess.
You can't be distracted. Kenny continues fighting. There's an illegal hit. Eli takes a step back. He's like Danny's trying to coach him, but he's like, it's okay, Eli. Like, no more Eli. It's time to unleash the Hawk.
Surprising to take his gi off like he did last time. Yeah.
We did get a caw. I love the caw. I love it so much. You can see on this, when they return to the mat and get into their fighting stands, Kenny has prepared the silver bullet, like, situation.
He's letting us know with flourish that he's going to do the silver bullet. He does the whole hand motions, like, and then he does the little finger thing.
Yeah, like, it's the whole
I'm letting you know I'm about to do the silver bullet on Hawk. Like, you can see this coming.
And he does, and he gets a point, and Hawk's on the ground, and he can't catch his breath. And then the ref is like, can you continue? And he doesn't really wait very long for an answer nor anything from the medic and just calls it a forfeit.
Well,
and
gives apparently, it to- apparently this is like survivor rules.
Yeah.
And once you get seen by a medic, then you are disqualified from the game.
I'm surprised there wasn't like a hell of a, like a evacuation. Yeah. Oh boy. Tori again can see what's happening here. She's like, oh, I don't like it. I don't know. But then Kenny cannot leave this fight without walking up to Hawk and saying, looks like you've got a new name, Fauxhawk.
Womp, womp, womp. Good one. Good one, Kenny. Good one. Real clever.
He went to branding class, like with the silver bullet.
Yeah.
Then it's time for the big showdown between Sam and Tori. But Tori, after seeing what she's seen, is a no-show. Everyone's like, I don't know. I don't know where they are. What's happening? Where'd she go?
I'm surprised that we didn't find out, like, where Tori went. Like,
yeah, I don't know. Did she just go to the bathroom? Did she just leave? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
She just disappeared. In the meantime, Daniel says to Sam, you know, they're fighting dirty. You don't have to do this. Sam's like, no, I can handle it. It's for all of us.
No, no, Dad, I have to do this. You know why? Because I'm the only woman here.
I have to carry it on my shoulders.
I'm literally the only person that can do it. They have someone else they can turn to on Cobra Kai's side. We got nobody over here. Okay.
That,
you want me to put a wig on Miguel? Have him do it?
I'm the only one. What would they do? Like forfeit and then like forfeit, forfeit? And then like,
I
what?
I mean, over. Cobra Kai.
Oh, boy.
Now you don't have to do this, Sam, but if you don't do this, we will lose.
And Cobra Kai will go on bullying the world. Yes. Like, the whole world is at stake.
Do you want that, Sam? No pressure. It's your decision, but I'm just letting you know what happens if you quit. Cobra Kai wins, everyone turns into a bully, and the world is over. It's a post-apocalyptic, you know, version of the world where Cobra Kai is just walking around bullying people.
It's like it turns into The Walking Dead, but with bullies instead of zombies.
So yeah, exactly. You want that, Sam? You want that on your conscience? Again, I'm letting the decision fall to you. I'm just asking, is that what you want?
Empowering women. on the other side, Sensei Kim is looking for a female fighter, and Terry's like, we need a female fighter. She's like, we have one, and calls over Devin and is like, Are you ready to fight, or are you too afraid? She's like, and Devin's like, no, Sensei, then show me. Okay, that was real dramatic, but we got there. And in the they take to the mats. Johnny is like nursing Eli, which I just was like, oh, look at you, Johnny. Again, the growth. This is where Sam hits Devin above the shoulder or on the shoulder, and it's like there's no point here. We cannot give a point to shoulders. And Devin returns by gaining a point with no contact. So this is like super sloppy, messy, corrupt reffing. Like,
yeah, I love every time, like, hey, that's not the right call, just to let us know that this is not the right thing that should be happening here, because we wouldn't have known unless they called it out.
Yeah. Sam is picking up on this, so she calls time, goes to, they didn't say what I always love is like, to your senses. Or like, talk to your, they didn't say that, they just did it. And this is where Daniel tells Sam, you know, like, not every point is gonna go our way. Miguel tries to give her like a pep talk.
That was so weird. Like, thanks, Miguel. I didn't need that, but thank you. I'm busy.
He still loves her, okay? And the way that he can show it is by giving her a pep talk.
Like, he has that pep talk. I just wish she would look at him like, why are you talking to you right now? I am so busy. Because,
like, he just says, you're the better fighter. You've got us all in your corner, all of us.
Okay.
Duh. And? I know that. Anything new? Add value to the conversation, Miguel.
Yeah, I'm talking to the adults here. Can you just slide back and go back to everyone else? A little busy. I mean, where were you last time I needed you in my karate tournament?
Yeah,
I don't want to bring that up again. Yeah. I don't want to bring that up again. Sore subject, I know.
He's probably like, look, I'm here. Like, I have to say something so you know that I'm here.
Yeah, I don't want to make it about me again, like you said last time, but okay.
Chosen reminds Sam that the ref is a moron and you cannot leave any room for error, so you have to make every point undeniable. So she goes back on the mat. And did you see what I saw? Because Samuel LaRusso, not Samuel, Samantha LaRusso swept the leg, Jason. She swept the leg.
I saw her do like a crane like type move at one point. I didn't notice her sweeping the leg.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I did actually. Yeah, she swept the leg and then punched her in the chest or something.
Yes. Swept the leg and got a, like, she gets two undeniable points and then she ends the fight by kicking Devin in the chest. And like, the ref looks over to Terry. Terry shakes his head, but the ref is like, how do you deny this?
I can't do anything about this, man. Like, what do you expect me to do? I can't work miracles out here.
Like, what? What? So everyone's congratulating Sam. Sam walks over to her dad. Jersey tough.
Jersey tough. Although Sam has probably never been to Jersey.
I was going to say, how Jersey are you, Sam?
Been to Ohio. Hasn't been to Jersey yet, probably. That's not true. She probably visited her grandmother in Jersey or something.
Probably. I mean, knowing Daniel, he probably got the tour of Jersey, you know? Yeah. Like, and Chosen gives her a hug. Again, I still think, like, the Chosen Sam Bond, I'm here for. I'm here for this. Yeah. And Devin says to Sensei Kim, you know, like, I failed you. And she's like, you didn't fail me. Your leader failed you. She was not ready to lead. You are. I was like, okay, oh, okay. Again, why are we leading? I don't really know. I don't know where we're leading to, following, but I get it. I will buy into your premise, Jason, that this is just a regular karate dojo.
It is. It's a karate thing. It's a, they have like little like leaders within the students.
How come like Miyagi-Do is not talking about leaders? Because there's only one leader. Like the champs are the leaders.
All leaders. Yeah, the leaders are Hawk, Robbie, Miguel, and Sam. Everyone has won something before. You win something, you get to be a mentor. And the only way you get to be anybody in this show, in this universe, is to be a mentor.
But yes, agreed. And that's when you learn all of the things, because you don't know anything until you mentor someone.
That's why Devin lost. She hasn't been a mentor yet.
Give her a season. The tournament is over. And so Seka Tekai has made their decision. And they say, showing precision and dedication, Cobra Kai qualifies for Seka Tekai. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Our heroes lost. Whatever will we do now? There's no way we can come back from this. Our heroes have lost. I guess the show is over.
Well, that was fun. They go on to say the other dojo's unusual blend of styles and underdog spirit would be an interesting addition to the Seka Tekai. So they also qualify. What?
Why did you put us through this if you could just let us both in the first place, man? Like,
there'd be no karate.
Bro. Like, okay, yeah. What we all saw coming from a mile away once we knew that this thing was going to happen. You know, as soon as the Sekai Tekai people came into the picture, we were like, okay, so both of the dojos are going to be in the Sekai Tekai, right? So it took us about a whole episode and a half for this to come to fruition. But we got there.
We did it. We did it. And they're like, okay, cool. You know, this other dojo, we're going to need to put something on the form. So you're going to have to give us a name. And this was like, this was very reminiscent of the All Valley tournament when Daniel had Johnny declared like 2-time All Valley champion. Because Johnny like steps up and he's like, we are Miyagi-Do. And Danny steps up and he's like, we are also Eagle Fang. It's not just one or the other.
We get it. You're both selfless. We understand.
Gunther's like, cool, cool, cool. We're going to need a name eventually. So figure it out, but not now. I got to go. Bye.
Gunther, have you ever heard of a slash, my bro? It could be Miyagi-Do slash Eagle Fang. Why is that so hard? Does that have to like fit into a certain number of characters? Like,
maybe. Yeah. I mean, there's already a hyphen in Miyagi-Do. Yeah, what if people, there's too many hyphens?
Yeah. All right, so I mean, is this where we talk about what we want the new name to be?
Yeah, what do you want it to be? Because I know what I want it to be.
I mean, I feel like the easy out answer is Miyagi Fang.
Yeah, but I think it has, because they already say it. I think in like the next episode they say Miyagi Fang, but like not in an official sense. Yeah. But it would be funny if it was Eagle-Do.
Eagle-Do, yeah, that would be a good one. But we gotta get Chosen in though. We gotta be like Miyagi Chosen Fang. Like, because Chosen's part of this now.
Chosen is Miyagi-Do. Like, that was his whole thing. Like, defending Miyagi-Do is never a bad choice.
Yeah, you know, and I'm sure Chosen wouldn't mind anyway, because Chosen is so dedicated to Danny. Like, he doesn't need credit. He doesn't need recognition.
I don't think they can, like, send Chosen home now. Like, I think he has to start, like, getting his green card, applying for citizenship. He's going to be here for the rest
of the so Chosen, when you come with us to the Sekai Tekkai, Chosen's like, can I not ever go home? Like,
well, do you think the Sekai Tekkai will be here in the States, or do you think it'll be in somewhere else, aka Japan?
I mean, especially since the Sekai Tekkai is not a big name in America, for whatever reason. I'm sure that it has to be overseas, and I'm sure just to get our cast, our characters, a change of scenery, I would think we would have some big trip overseas to
Germany
maybe, to somewhere that the Sekai Tekkai is widely known. You know, as widely known as the All Valley is to the Valley, I'm sure they'll go somewhere where the Sekai Tekkai is just as well known.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's in the cards, I would think. Some international shenanigans for our cast outside of, you know, Johnny, Robbie, and Miguel being in Mexico.
Yes. After the fight, I also caught this, which I thought was interesting. Hawk goes to Sam, maybe one day we'll both win. And I was like, ooh, foreshadowing? Is this going to happen? Like, that's it? That's the end game. Or maybe they'll fight together, like doubles in tennis?
Maybe, because I mean, I don't think end game is Hawk winning. As much as I love Hawk, I just don't think end game for the series is Hawk winning. I think end game for the series is Miguel winning.
Yeah.
I think that's probably what it will be. But it's hard having Miguel, Robbie, and Hawk all together, because then, like, only one of you can win, I guess. Unless we find some way. There's some, like, subcategories, and everyone wins their subcategory. I don't know.
Well, in the last All Valley, they did weapons, so maybe they all, like, win their weapon category or something. I don't know.
It's hard for every single person to get a victory, you know, singularly.
Yeah. Danny tells everyone, like, okay, cool, we made it to this thing that we'll worry about later, but tonight we celebrate. And this is where, like, Johnny totally pulls a cool dad card. He, like, walks over to Robbie and Miguel's like, hey, I told your mom and Grandma Rosa that I would take them to a late night movie. So if you want to throw the party in our two apartments,
I mean, go ahead. Cool dad / irresponsible dad.
Yes, 100%. Like the cool mom from Mean Girls, cool dad, you know, like,
yeah, like just letting these teenagers just run wild in this apartment complex, like
the whole complex.
The whole complex. If I'm someone in one of the other apartments, I'm like, what the hell is going on around here? Like, so I'm calling the cops. Like,
that was my immediate thought as well. It's like, oh man.
You know, what about, like, dirtbag guy that came out when Robbie and Miguel were fighting to check on those two teenagers fighting each other? And the mean guy told him to go back into his apartment.
This apartment complex has endured a car fire.
Yeah.
Has endured a fight up the stairs. Has, like, so many things.
Why have these people been evicted? You would think this would be enough to get them kicked out of their apartments.
Do you think that, like, the two apartment life will be their life for a while? Like, hey kids, go have this other apartment. Mom and dad are gonna have this other apartment.
Oh my gosh. You know, if they're irresponsible enough to do this, I wouldn't be surprised if they gave Robbie and Miguel, like, the other apartment. Like, hey, you guys could be bros and live in this apartment, as if you're like 20 something years old.
Well, they are, though.
They are in real life. Like, but I think here they're supposed to be like 16 or 17. You guys just have your own apartment. But no, I mean, we have theorized that there's going to be a time jump in between seasons. I wouldn't be surprised if Johnny has moved in with, you know, Miguel, Carmen, and maybe Robbie has moved back in with his mom at that point. I don't know. That would be quite a packed house. We shall see. With Miguel, Robbie, Johnny, Carmen, Rosa, and a new baby. Wow.
So we have the whole party. The whole party comes out. There's that, like, sentimental moment where Hawk is like, has taken the green out of his hair. Robbie's like, what's up with the green? Hawk's like, it didn't work. So I'm, you know, trying something new. They really are bros, Jason. They really are bros.
Like,
they are growing it up hardcore.
Robbie's concerned. I thought you found your hair color. No, bro, I didn't. You'll get there, bro. You'll get there.
Yeah. Yeah. And they are looking around and they're like, this is a very crowded party. How did everyone find out? And Hawk's like, we invited people from the East Valley. The East Valley? Do they even know what karate is there? Like, how? Why are they here?
Apparently they don't. Because when, what's his name again?
Mitch.
Oh, damn. Because when he brings up, she's the girl from who I would assume is from East Valley. He's like, I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah. Like, Mitch is all like, are you here because we qualified for the Seketekai? Like trying to pull a little move there. Did not work. And Hawk really like embarrasses Mitch here because he calls him penis breath in front of these girls. And this is, I think, the last straw for Mitch.
Yep. Yeah, I think this was the breaking point. At first, on my first watch of this, I misinterpreted this interaction between Hawk and Mitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought Hawk was like, hey, stop like talking about karate and just get the girl a cup so that you can like hit on her or something. But no, then I was like, oh no, that was really passive aggressive.
Yes.
Like, the way Hawk was saying it.
Yeah, and especially, yeah, I mean, using penis breath, I mean, you could have said Mitch.
Well, that's his name.
It's not it. Yeah, okay.
They don't know his name.
Right? They don't know his name and that's his first like interaction. No, thank you. It's like, no. And the girl, there's one girl there that like catches Miguel's eye. They give eyes to each other. It's like, hey. Sam is arriving at the party, and let me just tell you, she is overdressed. she really has gone all out for this party. She's got her nails done. She's got things happening.
This is a quick turnaround from the tournament or the exhibition, whatever you want to call it. At least she changed out of that. I meant to mention this, but when Sam wears her gi, it looks like she's just like swimming in her gi. Like this gi is like five sizes too big for Sam.
But at least
she's gotten out of it.
Like across the board, the Miyagi-Do like gis do not fit well on their person. I think the Eagle Fang gis are good, but.
Yeah. Yagino, Danny got the wrong sizes.
Yes. Yeah. It's not great. So they make eyes at each other. Sam walks in and sees that Miguel is making out with Eyes Girl. And she walks out. She's crying. She's very heartbroken because she brought the necklace octopus and everything.
Octopus necklace in hand. She's ready to be like, "Wait, did you mean to give this to me, Miguel? Because it's an octopus, and that's our thing.
That's our thing that we talked about that one time."
Yeah.
And so while she's outside crying, Tori shows up like a creeper, like literally out of nowhere. She's just like,
and also like Tori was like, "Oh crap, this is not a good time." Like I think she's crying.
Yeah, and Sam's reaction is like immediate fight stance. Like she's just like, "Oh," and Tori's like, "I'm not here to fight. But I am here to tell you that you didn't lose the All Valley." Like,
dun, dun, dun.
And that is the end of episode 8 of season 5 of Cobra Kai. A stone we left unturned, Jason?
I think we turned over all the stones. I think we got all the world tournamenting out of the world tournament.
Was that guy tech guide?
Yeah. I think we covered most of it, or all of it, I should say.
Yeah, this is really setting us up for 9 and 10, which, as we know, will be the end game of it all for at least the season. So if you are just finding this, like I said before, you can subscribe to our Cobra Kai dedicated feed by looking for Cobra Kai Post Show Recaps in any podcatcher you listen to podcasts in. We would love for you to join us in the dojo by sending in your feedback about any of the topics we covered in this episode. We'd love to hear your thoughts. You can email us at CobraKai@PostShowRecaps.com or reach out to us on Twitter or talk to us in the Post Show Recaps Discord, which again, you can get access to by going to patreon.com/postshowrecaps. Jason, what do you got going on?
I am still covering She-Hulk with the wonderful Sasha Joseph here on this very network post-show recap. So come check us out there. We are very, very close to the end. So come join us before the end comes of She-Hulk. Also on the Raw Pass podcast for Hap-Ups Network, I am covering Married at First Sight with my co-host Asia Welch on our podcast, A Perfect Match. Check us out over there as these wild and crazy people do wild and crazy things while they marry perfect strangers. Come see how terribly, in most of these cases, how terribly these things work out.
During the recording of this podcast, around the recording of this podcast, there was big MCU news. So it'll be interesting. Like the whole Deadpool thing.
Yes, I think there will be a mention of that on the
Look at that.
So be on the lookout for that. Very exciting news, by the way. But that's another topic for another podcast.
It's podcast adjacent, as they say.
Podcast adjacent. Very podcast adjacent. Are we karate adjacent?
Technically. Oh, yeah. We're totally. We're in the Amanda camp for sure. As for myself, you can find me on Twitter at MarsBars, MarzBars. If I am podcasting about anything else, it'll be announced there shortly. Otherwise, you can find me in the Discord or talking karate here on this podcast or pretty much anywhere. I'm some karate expert. Like, I walk around town. I'm like,
I would like to think you're talking to strangers about karate, just walking around.
What you do this weekend? I watched a lot of karate.
Let me tell you about the Sekai Tekkai. This thing is crazy, right?
It's crazy.
What do you think it stands for? Like, what do you think it means? Let me tell you. It's a world tournament. For what? We don't know. This is just a world tournament.
What if it's like the world fishing tournament or something?
They get there in their geese. They're like, wait, I'm confused.
It's a rug.
But they've been trained to catch these fish in the pond. So they got a leg. Miyagi has a leg up.
Exactly.
Cobra Kai won't know what to do.
Well, we will all find out what happens. But until then, Cobra bye.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.